Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gaumond, and it's the Friday show, and everybody ready for a very good weekend? It's a three-day weekend, and, you know, Memorial Day, and we won't get too much into that because I think most people, well, Memorial Day is remembering those who have served in the United States Armed Services who gave their life in the cause of their service in war and peacetime, but, you know, it's people who died. Basically, who died in battle or died because of a war or an engagement they were involved in or even in service. So we have to remember them. I was thinking back on that myself, and I'm thinking, you know, I grew up in the Vietnam War era, and I have to admit, I had a few friends who died in Vietnam. I had a gentleman I knew, and he was a year older than me. I knew him, not real well, but I knew him. And I saw him in the neighborhood the day before he shipped out to go to Vietnam, and it wasn't too much after that I read in the local paper that he was killed in action. So that kind of strikes home, doesn't it? When you know of people that have gone off to war and they served. You know, I'm fortunate in my family. I've had quite a few people in my family in the military. My daughter was in the military for 3 years in the Army. My son-in-law is still in the Army, in the Army Reserve. My brother was in the Army. I have nephews that were in the Navy. I had a brother-in-law in the Air Force. And yeah, just a bunch of people, right? So they all survived. Yes, and which is good. Now my son-in-law is going to Afghanistan again. Probably in January. Now, he's not in combat area. He's in a whole different area of, I guess you would say, surveillance of some kind. Okay, we won't go into all that detail. So if the wars and it has affected you at some level, my daughter almost went to Afghanistan when she was stationed in Germany, but she had a back problem and they kept her back. She was almost kind of looking forward to it because of the pay that they get for going into Afghanistan. Some of them volunteer only because the money they'll bring home for their families. I don't know if that's a very good incentive. Okay, so all that aside, so yes, please honor those who were killed in service or died in military service. And if you've had family members, you know, well, maybe we can talk to some of them today. If you had anybody that was in the military that died, and you want to communicate with them? Well, they can do that. We're going to talk to dead people. Now, the theme of the show was about blowing up your dreams. Now, that was when you first think of that, you think of, oh, it means I have to give up on my dreams? No, but let me read the quote I wrote on that. And I know I have callers, and I'm just setting up the show, and this is kind of what I'm about, is coaching. You know, I'm an intuitive coach. I let my spirit guides coach you to become even a better person, right? To achieve your goals, to know that spirit has something out there for the universe has it. It's ready for you to get it. Okay, let me read this for you if I can find it. My quote, tying into this blowing up your dreams. Time to blow up your dreams, as in blowing up a hot air balloon. Make this so big that you carry you to the great heights. Oh, yes. Drop those sandbags of fear so you can fly. You got the right stuff to fly. We all have the divine mandate to fly and live our highest dreams. Take time, sort out your dreams, and prepare to fly. So that's what I mean by blowing up your dreams. Make them bigger. Large, huge dreams. And this is all inspired by, I get dailyvalues.com. I get quotes with beautiful pictures. This picture was of Yosemite National Park. And the quote was Michael Phelps, an American swimmer, great Olympian, you know, most decorated Olympian of all time. That man had dreams, right? Okay, so his quote was, "You can't put a limit on anything. the more you dream, the further you get. So that kind of inspired me this morning. I'm reading that going, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? Kind of hang in there with your dreams and make them bigger. So what are your dreams? So if you're calling in today, we're going to ask you what your dreams are. We're going to ask, Spirit's going to ask you what your dreams are. What are you dreaming? What are you dreaming that's big? And don't limit yourself. No limits. No limits on dreams. And I have some article. I have a really cool article that I got this morning from, online. It's from the Chopra, 5 Steps to Living Your Dreams. So we'll get into the article in a little while after some calls, if calls die out. But it's Deepak actually wrote this. So, yes. I'm going to post it on Facebook, too. So if you're in Facebook with me, you can go ahead and read the article if I don't get too far into it today. 5 Steps to Living Your Dreams. I'm always looking for articles that are related to what we're going to talk about. So what are your dreams? So let me take a couple calls, and we'll talk about that. And we'll see if some dead people want to help you with your dreams. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too. So whom am I speaking to?
With Anna.
Anna? So what's going on with Anna today?
I just got home from work.
Oh. Well, you're somewhere on the East Coast, I imagine, of the United States. Okay. Did you have something on your mind, or you just wanted to say hello and I could move on?
What do you mean, like something on my mind, like a question?
A question, or did you want to talk to somebody who, a dead person, or did you, what would you like to do today?
No, I don't like the dead person concept. I don't really believe people die. So,
well, okay, it's a joke. I mean by dead person, I mean as a medium, I talk to those in the non-physical world, family members, relatives, neighbors, famous people who have messages for us. You know, when I say dead people, it's really meant as a joke. It's meant in humor, jest. I know people don't. We just transition into our next life form, whatever that might be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's
so
it.
Don't take the word dead serious, dead people seriously.
No.
It's meant as humor. I think I got, forgot where I got the word dead people. I think I got it. Oh, it was from a movie. I talked to dead people. Remember that movie, Sixth Sense?
No, I don't.
It was a great movie. It was a great movie. It was Bruce Willis was in it, and he played a psychologist, and there was a young man who he was treating who, you know, those who had passed, family and so forth, came to visit him, right?
Yeah.
But I won't give away the end of the movie because it had a really interesting end to the movie. Fascinating end to the movie. Anybody, if you've ever seen Sixth Sense, it's all about that. It's all about that communication from the non-physical world to the physical world. And the young man was having a problem with it, and he was being guided to understand it. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm dying to give away the end, but I won't. I won't do it. I won't. I'll hold back. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I wanted to find out what you see for me related to work.
Okay, so what are your dreams? What are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your dreams?
My dream is to work again.
Oh, you're not working?
Not really.
It feels like. So what's the question? Will you work again? Of
not
course
really.
You will.
Well, yeah.
Of course, of course you will.
Will
of course you will.
Find a job soon.
Soon. Why not? You have a good attitude about
all
it.
All right. Thank you
you're
so
in alignment.
Much,
you're in alignment with the universe. You'll get it really soon. Okay?
And what about boyfriend?
Well, you got the dynamic duo there, don't you? Boyfriend.
Yeah.
I hear for you, align yourself with the job first and the boyfriend will follow. Align yourself with the job first and then the boyfriend will come thereafter. Okay? It's a stepping stone thing. Work first, boyfriend second. Okay? It will come that way.
Yeah.
That's the order. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, take care.
Happy Memorial Day.
You too. Thank you. Bye. Yes. So, friends and relatives, we want to talk, dead people. I'm still going to use that expression. I don't like that expression. It's a joke. It's been in humor. But Yeah, it's like, anybody else see The Sixth Sense of the movie? Anybody in the chat room or callers? You want to give away the end of the movie? I love to give away the end of movies and people go, "Err." Now, if you've watched the movie, then we can talk about it and we can go how interesting that was, the way it was set up at the very end. And my friend in the who's always tweeting me as we're doing this, I wonder if she's seen it. Okay, so let me take another call. Okay, so you gotta answer me what your dreams are. Now, I would really like to, if you have somebody in the non-physical world, somebody who has passed and done their transition, who has actually died in the military. Or we can even explore a past life, perhaps where you did. Ooh, that's an interesting concept, isn't it? We're kind of on this theme a little bit. I'm really more about your dreams, but yeah, we can do a lot of different things. We can have some fun. Yes. Yes, so let me take a call. Hello.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. This is
Oh,
Nicole.
Nicole or Nicole.
Yes.
How are you? No, I'm doing well. I think I'm having a good one so far. How about you? What's your day all
Sounds
about?
like it. Things have been pretty okay. It's hot, but I don't really like
Hot?
the heat. Yeah, I
Hot?
don't like the
Where do you
heat. In New York.
Oh, was it hot? Well, California. What? Yeah, we're blessed so far in Los Angeles area because it's gonna get like up to 79 today, which is like, yeah, it's been like in the low 70s. It's kind of overcast and no rain. It's called the Coastal Eddy.
Oh,
So what's going on with you today, Nicole? What's on your mind?
well,
Okay,
I wanted to, okay, go ahead.
it's a grandmother type that wants to come through to you, a grandmother type, father side of the family. So go ahead. It's on your father's side, grandmother type. Okay, that's what I hear. So we'll see what happens. Let's see if she has something. Wow. Okay, she's scolding you for something. What did you do, dear?
I
What
didn't
did
do
you
anything.
do? Well, keep
Oh,
going. What's your
dear.
question? What's your question?
Oh, wow. I just wanted to make contact with a relative from the other side. That's
Well,
what I was calling for.
I got a grandmother. No, I'm not, it's probably not the
Okay.
one you want, but that's who it is. Now, let me see what she's saying about you that you.
Okay.
Okay. It's a teasing kind of scold. It's not like nasty cold. She's not being nasty about it. She's just basically saying, since we're talking about dreams today, I'm talking about living your dreams and blowing up your dreams and making them bigger. She's saying, Nicole, you got to make your dreams a little bit bigger. You're settling. Stop settling. Stop settling. She says you got to get bigger. You got to blow yourself up a little bit more. You got to get into a bigger place. Okay? And because you're limiting yourself. And you have all the support from your non-physical family who is saying, Nicole, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Okay? I don't know what you want to do, but they're saying you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You just need to believe in you. So that's the scolding, is you believe in you, you can take your dreams and really blow them up. You can get the huge hot air balloon, to use that analogy. You can fly. You can fly. Really, really high.
Man, she's absolutely right.
So go for it. What's the problem? What? See, I use the analogy, and I use, what are the sandbags that are holding you back?
Just not having faith in myself, believing in myself that I can
Okay.
do it.
Okay. The words I hear for you is baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. You have to ask her or ask them in the baby step format is. Whatever it might be, asking for little things to start with and letting them show you that you have support and you can get there. It's like asking for the free ice cream cone, like in The Secret. It's like asking for signs or something that says, okay, you can do it, you can do it. So ask for a sign. Have her send you a sign that yes, you're on the right track. And that your balloon. So look for balloons.
Balloons, okay.
Balloons,
Okay,
balloons. I
I'll
bet
look
you
for balloons.
balloons start popping up in your life really soon.
Right. I'm
Ask
just in shock. I'm like, wow.
her to show you balloons, like balloons will come in your life. We'll see what happens. Call me back in a couple few days and see if there's balloons that come up in your life. I bet you start seeing them. Now, part of that is noticing it. I mean, that there's the obvious part of, well, you'll notice it. But then on the other part, you'll start seeing more of something. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Ready? And that'll give you a little bit of faith. Then you can start asking for other things. I want to see purple cars, you know, and like purple cars. Nobody sees purple cars, but they'll start showing you purple cars or whatever. Just pick up stuff, random stuff that you want to test that you're on the right track. Okay?
You'll get there.
Oh, I forgot today's show's. I'm doing an hour show. I usually do 45 minutes, and I'm looking at my clock here going, wait a minute, I got 44 minutes to go. Oh, so I can take lots of calls today. We'll have lots of fun. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You go for it.
I'm just
go for
a shock right now. I'm like, wow, okay.
Go for it. And ask her. She's going to show you balloons, so get ready for them, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It could be birthday balloons. It could be green balloons, red balloons. It could be a whole bunch of balloons. So, anybody else want to see balloons? I don't know. I mean, maybe that's not your thing. Maybe New York, you might see balloons, right? I don't know. Ah, so what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about your dreams, making them bigger, blowing them up. I have another caller. I'll be with you in a second. I'm just talking about this whole thing. And I have a couple articles that are kind of related to that. Yeah, I'll get into the articles in a few minutes, depending on how many calls. Oh, yeah, I'm doing an hour today. And then I'm going to be really hungry after this. I'm playing with you a little bit. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. So again, I'm going to ask you the question, because people that call in, because we're talking to non-physical ones, those who are not in the physical world anymore. Is there anyone who wants to talk to somebody who perhaps has killed an action, family member, or maybe you were in a past life? Or if anybody's interested in that sort of thing, we can do that too. I don't personally, people I knew that died in war, very, as I said, my kind of friend and kind of an acquaintance more than real friend, but I saw him the day before he shipped out. I thought a friend of mine was a really good friend, but I found out later he was still alive and somewhere, right? He was still kicking around somewhere. So let me take another call. And my friend who's kicking around somewhere. Hello.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. I didn't know if you were doing readings or anything tonight.
Well, I talk to dead people, mostly.
Okay.
They give you information on any question you have. But generally, they're different, though, because it's not about predictions. It's more about guidance to get where you want to go. Okay?
Do they have any guidance about my love life?
Oh, let me see if I get somebody for you. Let me see if there's somebody in the non-physical world. First thing I hear is mother's side of the family. It does feel like a female, but it's on your mother's side of the family.
Yeah, I have an aunt, I have a grandmother.
Yeah, because she goes back a ways. It's not like, it might be, but it goes back a ways. It's not like, yeah. I think, when did she pass? Because it doesn't feel too recent.
No, it's not recent, no.
No, because it feels like it's been back a ways. Okay, so what is she saying? Ah, well, let me give you this. This is cool. Your love life. What is she saying to you? As I get it, I'm going to give it to you. And you can say, oh, that sounds crazy or not. But as I get it, she's saying to you, we are, as in your non-physical family, are lining up men for you to take a look at as of the moment. So men are being lined up for you to take a look at.
Oh, yeah, sure. Where are they?
So you get choices.
Well, tell her to send some good-looking ones with money.
Yeah, see, you're picky. That's what she's saying. Yeah. You're picky. You're not going
to settle. That's the only way I'm going to get somebody is if I'm not picky. Like,
stop. Okay. It's okay to be picky. It's good to be picky. Okay? It's good to be picky. So my friend says selective. Okay, but yeah, I like the word picky, but it's fine. Okay, so let me tap in again, see what I get along this line of She's saying, she's still saying that, yeah, we're lining up men for you, and we're really working really hard at making sure that they fall within your parameters, but there may be some compromise, especially on the money part, as in not deadbeats, but not rich, but comfortable is the word I hear, comfortable.
I'm just meaning poor or ugly.
No,
I'm not kidding.
Well, they know you don't want poor and ugly, okay? Well, let's talk about poor and ugly, because the law of attraction, the more you talk about stuff you don't want, the more you get of it. So you
really?
Got to focus.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
what do I
thinking,
say then?
I'm looking for a man I find very attractive, who is comfortably. Yeah, who's very comfortable with his money. You know what I mean? He's generous with his money. You want generosity, dear, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's generous. He has a sufficient amount of money to be generous towards me, right? Isn't that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what you ask. And they're lining them up. So just make sure you stay into that. I want somebody who I find very attractive and who's sufficient amount in his money to be very generous with me.
Okay.
Okay. Got it?
No. When are they lining them up?
Well, I said, they said to me as we're speaking, so just be ready. But,
okay. I'm trying.
This is the other picture I get. Okay. What they're showing me? Get away from the TV. Get away from the house. Get out. Get out.
Yeah, I'm going out tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
get
going.
Out. Can't. You're not going to meet him in the house, okay?
Turn off
the computer and get out, okay?
You're right.
Okay?
Can you ask them one more question for me?
Boy, you got questions, don't you, dear?
Yes.
Go ahead, ask a question. I don't know if I'll get
it. Do they see me getting a summer school food service work this summer and a teacher aide or teacher assistant job for September?
Okay, I get you'll be busy. You'll be busy this summer working, but not so busy that you won't have time to date. Okay? That's good.
Well, I don't have a job yet for this summer.
But did I just tell you you're going to be busy working this summer?
Yeah, but doing what?
Something you like to do. Something you like to do. Okay?
All right.
Like
tell
to
her
work
to hurry up and line them up. Tell her I'm going to the beach dancing now, so she better line them up.
She's getting impatient with you. She's getting impatient with you. You're demanding. Okay, just get out there and have some fun, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, you know, it's okay to want it now, but sometimes it takes the universe, it takes spirit to line things up. It takes a little bit of time, because especially if you're, to use my friend's expression, if you're selective, okay? So anybody else out there, I got people in the chat room. So, okay, so it's I got people in the chat room, and you're there, and you're not calling me, so, which is like, really, seriously, you don't want to call? Why? Because I don't want to call. Okay, so what are your dreams? What are the dreams that you want to blow up? What are the dreams that you want to make bigger that the universe can say, okay, it's done? You got to put it out there. Start voicing or writing out what are your dreams that you want to make bigger, that you want to really grow and develop and just make huge in your life. Not little dreams, no more little dreams. So you guys think about it in the chat room. Okay, you can just a few words. You don't have to write me articles on it. You know, a thesis on your dreams. No, we just a few words. And I'm going to go get a quote, and I'll be right back while you're writing. I'll do an Abraham quote. I thought it was kind of a cool quote. You know what? I'm not going to do the Abraham quote. I'm going to do a Michael Dooley and the universe quote because I like the universe quotes. Okay. So this is from Mike Dooley, who wrote a bunch of books, and he was in The Secret, if I remember correctly. And he writes as the universe, which is kind of like, whoa, okay. Inquiring minds want to know, have you ever felt so down you wondered whether or not you'd bounce back? Were you later surprised by how quickly you did bounce back? That's a good question, huh? We always bounce back, don't we? Okay, wait. And then you were so surprised by how far you went. Did you promise you'd never forget how amazing that was? we did. So it's bouncing back. It's always moving forward. It's our balloon takes off, right? The balloon takes off. We blow it up. We get bigger than life. Okay, so let me get back to you guys, see what's going on. I got another quote I'm going to get into in a minute after I talk to you guys a little bit, see what's going on in your lives. Okay, so what are your dreams? Oh, I got a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Give me a minute. Let me see. People, stable everyday life, eternal happiness, no matter what happens in life. My goodness, that's a big dream, right? Stable everyday life. But you, okay, here's what I hear for you. Now, you're going to believe it or not believe it, but I hear it's already done. Because happiness surrounds you daily. Happiness is your nature, isn't it? Happiness is your nature. So, yeah, this stuff's going to happen for you, stable everyday life. It also, but I'll give you this. Now, you say stable. Sometimes life doesn't have to be as stable as we think it should be. That's what I hear from spirit. It's not my crazy idea. Because sometimes we need things being shaken up a little bit so we go off in different directions. We need that contrast, as the law of attraction or Abraham Material would say. We need that contrast. So stable, yes, but every once in a while we need the earth to shake a little bit to look at it a little from a little different perspective. One of my friends and clients called me this morning and was very upset because she did a really stupid thing. Okay, and because of the really stupid things, she had a lot of problems, and it could be legal problems, and she's in a panic, and she's, what am I going to do? And the first thing I said to her is, you know what? What caused this? It was drinking alcohol. You got to quit. But this is your lesson. You had to take the big fall to stop drinking, to go to AA. I mean, she's not like a drunk, but, you know, it's like the kind of person who drinks and gets really crazy when they drink. You know, not everybody gets crazy. Some people mellow out. I used to drink a little bit, and I always mellowed out, and I'm get all philosophical, you know, the world is coming in kind of person. Well, some people just kind of drink, and whoosh, they let the demons out. So it was a realization. So sometimes you got to have those shakeups. Not a big one. I mean, that's huge, but yours can be smaller. So do you got my point? You got it? Hopefully I didn't. Like, well, he's talking about me again. No. No, I love you. I really do. And love is everything. So you got to love yourself, okay? But just expect little shakeups because they get you looking in different directions once in a while. You go, oh, wow, I never thought of that. That's a cool idea. Ooh, wow, you know, the earth shook a little bit, and you go, ooh, maybe I should move to Florida. I'm kidding. Okay, earthquakes are everywhere in the United States now. You can't just say California. They're having huge amounts of earthquakes in the Midwest and Oklahoma and Kansas and all that stuff. Because of fracking, there are some other reasons. Actually, the Mississippi River area is really prone to the potentiality of earthquakes because they talk about the ice age and the ice came down and it compressed that whole area, that the earth got compressed. And then after the ice went away, gradually the earth is coming back up. And when the earth comes back, this is the whole Mississippi area, delta of the whole region around the Mississippi River. And as the earth comes back up, you get earthquakes. So it's not just California. So you didn't know that. I'm kind of a nerd. I read this and watch this stuff on science. I love to watch the Science Channel and all that stuff that's going on. Okay, let me take a call. I've been putting you on hold for a while, having fun talking about earthquakes. Hello.
Hi, George. My name is Stephanie, and I'm actually from Mississippi.
Well, Mississippi? I've never been to Mississippi. It's not that I never go there. I just kind of never got that far. I mean, I've been to the East Coast, and I live in Michigan. I've been to Virginia and Tennessee and Georgia, but for some reason bypassed Mississippi and Texas. Been to Texas. So how is Mississippi today?
It's beautiful. It's maybe not the best place to live, but it's a beautiful place.
You know, but I always believe that paradise is where you create it. Anywhere you live, you can make it paradise.
Definitely.
You just tune out the people you don't want to talk to, right?
You smile and nod.
Yeah.
Well,
What's that expression in the South that means what we don't, most Northerners don't think it is? It's, oh, bless your little heart, meaning basically bless your heart, because it means that you're just so, like, you know, like out of it. You just need help.
Much help. Just bless their heart.
So what's going on? I don't want to keep you on the phone too long. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I am a nurse, and I have kind of come to a crossroads where I am looking to either teaching or venturing into more of...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the first thing I heard, when you said teaching, I got absolutely. Absolutely. You have so much knowledge and information to pass on that it's amazing. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get there. Okay, this is on your father. I mean, I talk to people who are in the non-physical world who are family members. I'll use the word dead people. I'll go there, but it's on your father's side, and it's like a way back, a couple generations, but it's like an uncle kind of person. I don't know if he was actually a physical uncle, but he was an uncle kind of person. I use that word, uncle kind of person. Yeah, and there's an alignment for you to do some teaching coming up for you, okay?
Okay.
It's like the universe or your family members are going to align you into a position that you're going to feel very comfortable in. You're going to have to stretch yourself a little bit for some reason. I don't know why, but you're going to have to stretch yourself a little bit. You're going to have to be comfortable with groups of people, okay?
Okay.
But you'll get there. But you'll get there. Because you have so much information. You have, and I'm reading you too, is that you have this really lovely personality that once you get comfortable and relaxed, this glow comes through. Does that make sense to you at all, what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So you just got to get relaxed and comfortable, and that glow, that warmth, that whatever you call it, will just flow through. Okay?
Okay.
So you don't sound like you're from Mississippi. Where are you originally from?
I've been here all my life. I lived in a really small town in Mississippi, and I go back and forth to, like, the Memphis area because that's where
okay.
I work. So.
Okay, because I don't hear a heavy accent, because usually people from Mississippi have a fairly heavy accent.
I can, when I'm around family, it gets deeper, but...
Okay, so, yeah, so it's certain words that really kick in and you can really hear it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, you'll get there, okay? Because you're
okay.
Really good at it. You have a lot to offer. You just start to relax, and they'll show you where to go, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye. Now, I'm used to this real deep southern drawl with the slow talk, you know, like when you're in the South, you know, I remember I worked in sales and I had to sell throughout the United States. I had to call people in this job I had. I forgot where it was, what I was doing at the time. And I always called this one company because the receptionist who had this really beautiful southern, it was in Mississippi. And I always wanted to call her, even though I'm never going to sell these people anything. I always wanted to talk to her because I just loved her accent and just loved her soft voice. It was like, oh, I'm in love, you know, but whatever. It was just kind of like one of those trips, you know. You just, certain people, you just go, oh, okay, we're having fun. So I got one person to give me your dreams. I got another person in the chat room. I don't think you've actually given me one of your dreams yet. Okay. No, I don't see you. No. So give me a dream. What's your dream? One word. Or two words or a sentence. What are your dreams? And we'll get to some other callers and we'll talk about your dreams. What you want? What do you want the universe to align for you? And since this is Memorial Day weekend, I'll be back on Monday. Well, we can do it on Monday too. But if there's anybody in your family line who served and died in military service, if you want to try to communicate with them, we can do that too. Okay, so we're going to have some fun. I'm doing an hour show today. It's like, oh, man, could I have enough material to talk about? You guys, just give me stuff to talk about. Just kind of lead me into stuff to talk about. We can do hours. Yes, hours. Yeah. I used to drive my ex-wife crazy. I don't want to hear another one of your stories. Okay, let me take a call. Hello?
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 We can do 45 minutes of hello. Want to do that? Just hello back and forth for the next 24 minutes. Now, who am I talking to?
Oh, hi, I'm Denise from New York.
Another New Yorker. Wow. It must be New York Day Out, huh? Are you in the chat room?
I'm not in the chat room, no.
Oh, okay. There's somebody that has a name very similar to that in the chat room. I thought it was an abbreviation. So what's going on with Denise today on this beautiful Friday?
Well, yeah, it's hot in New York, but what you were mentioning about shakeups during the year, I can relate to that. I've been job hunting since January because my position was basically gone, and I've been going to different interviews and things, and nothing's biting. So
okay,
I was wondering.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Because as I said, I talk to people who are not in the physical world anymore that are family members mainly. Is your mother still alive? Is your mother alive?
No, she's not here. She's gone.
Well, no, she's here, but she's not gone. I mean, she's not gone. She's around, okay? Because I got mother, and I want to make sure it was your mother, not somebody else's mother.
Right.
She's about, okay? So she's, what's her name?
Mary.
Mary, because I never get names. That's one of my, wish they'd give me names. I guess they think I'm just going to screw up or something and get all flustered if I say the wrong name. So what's Mary have to say to you today about your job? Job. You know, she's saying that you've been pretty patient based on the circumstances. You've been pretty patient considering the circumstances, okay?
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, it is not easy, and so you've been very patient. Now, everybody wants to know when, and what is she saying to you? You know, are you looking for jobs a little bit off of what you were doing before, not exactly in the same line of work?
Yes, because I had to be open to different things now. I have to use my different skills.
That's good, because she's encouraging you to do that, okay? She's encouraging you to do that, because you have, I see the tool belt. You have lots of stuff in your tool belt. You're not just, you have more than a hammer, okay?
Right.
You got a big saw that you could use, whatever that means. I have no idea what she means by a big saw. Well, you can cut through situations. You're analytical, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she said the saw is kind of a symbol of you can cut through situations.
Yeah.
So use your analytical skills, and you're going to get a job really soon. That's what I hear. Really soon being, I'll give you a prediction. Now you got to hold me to this. And she's, if you don't get it, I don't want to hear about it. I'm kidding.
No.
I hear July 4th you'll be working.
Oh, that'd be nice because that's when my benefits run out. But I did went for an interview for a company on Tuesday. How I have that interview was I just saw the place, I called them, and luckily someone picked up the phone. People don't usually pick up the phone. You think that may be your place? Because I felt a good feeling
Okay, you got a name of the company?
What's called Renewal? Renewal Care.
Okay. I just hear the words follow through, follow through, follow through.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to just give you, I'm going to stick with by July 4th, you're going to be working. Okay, that's I don't want to get into a company because I don't want you to get it, because I want you to keep your options open. But the universe is going, your mother is campaigning for you from that world, the other side, okay?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy. It's not easy. So I always had to keep,
Okay, she's working for you. Okay, she's working for you. So, you can be patient, but you also have to be kind of like demanding of the universe or demanding of spirit or God a little bit of, I want a job now. I'm tired of waiting. I want a job now.
That's true.
That's
how I feel.
I don't, come on, bring it to me now. I deserve it. Bring it to me now. I'm ready. I got everything done. I've worked on myself. I'm ready to do it. Okay? And expect it. Expect it. See, getting a job, part of that is an emotional set of knowing that you're going to work really soon. So you have to set yourself up mentally and emotionally, because especially if you've been out of work for a while, it's tough to get yourself into that place. But you got to start getting yourself into that knowing spot. I know what's going to happen. I know they're going to help me. Boom, done. Okay? Boom, done. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. I'm soaring. My dream is going to happen really soon. I'm going to fly. Got it?
That's true. I always keep a good, I always have an attitude, well, it's going to be this week. It's going to be this week. And every time you go somewhere and you go on interviews, you didn't get the position. So it's like,
don't worry about, wait a minute, dear. Don't worry about this week. Just say it's going to happen soon.
Right.
Just soon. Don't just, I know that the right job for me is an alignment, and I'm aligning up with it, and I know it's coming to me soon. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Got it? Okay.
Got
it's there. It's there. Bye.
Bye. All right, thanks.
Bye. I didn't have anything else to say, but her mother just went away. She went, gone. Bye. Okay, so we've got people in the chat room still, and we're having fun. So let me get into the article a little bit from Deepak Chopra. I love that name, Deepak. Anybody like Deepak? He's an interesting man. You know, medical doctor from India. I think he did his residency here, and I forgot where exactly. But over the years, he's gone from this medical kind of outlook to much more of a spiritual outlook on things. So let me, 5 steps to living your dreams. I'm going to go through this and paraphrase it. And I don't necessarily have to get into all this stuff. Okay, so basically the last paragraph, we won't get into the Vedic text and all that stuff. And this is the last part of the first introductory paragraph. He said, only when you release your intentions to the fertile depths of your consciousness can you grow and flourish. I love that. That's a beautiful statement. The spiritual law of attention and desire, which is kind of like the law of attraction, different way of putting it, lays out the 5 steps for cultivating, fulfilling your intentions with grace and ease. That's kind of a nice way. Your dream is more likely to come true if you first see it clearly in your mind. So I would say for that lady, a job, see it clearly. You know, like see yourself going to work. See the work environment that you want to work in. See yourself at a desk or whatever you're doing or whatever kind of work you're doing. See yourself doing it. Have that vision. So when you fulfill your needs would fulfill your needs at the deepest level? What would allow your soul to complete its destiny? Those are good questions, huh? Develop a clear vision of what you want and be specific with your intentions so that the universe has a clear structure to work with. At the same time, you don't want to be so locked into your vision that you miss different and more wonderful response that may present itself. Although it is important not to be attached to a particular outcome, formulating an unambiguous intention is essential. So set your intention, what your dream is, what your dream is. It's like a job, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, more money in the bank, a new house, a vacation. Set your intention of where it's going to be. I want to take this trip, and I don't have the money right now, but I want to go to this place. And I just know I can see it. Setting my intention to the universe. I can clearly see where I'm going to do. I'm going to sit on this beach. I'm going to drink these really cool drinks. Okay, that's just kind of like, you know, get your lawn chair out, sit in the lawn chair and visualize yourself on some beach somewhere. Okay, so it's better to write your intentions in positive language than in terms of what you don't want. They never write in terms of don't want, because the important part of formulating intentions is to generate a field of awareness that feels spiritually complete, whole, and content. That state will naturally organize the means through which everything you need will be manifested. If you are generating a feel of lack, worry, and fear, then is what you will attract and manifest. Now, as I talked to the other lady before, going back a little bit, if you talk about what you don't want, if you talk about the man you don't want, if you talk about, ooh, I don't want him to be short and fat with no hair and just tired of those kind of men coming into my life. Well, that's what you're manifesting. So have a clear vision of what it's supposed to look like. Clear intention of what you want. Okay, that is why if we want peace, we become that peace. If we want love, we'll become love within us. Wow, that's a good point, isn't it? If you want love, you got to be love. You got to love yourself first. It's easier to love and be loved if you love yourself first. If we want abundance or health, we contact and become the timeless aspect of ourselves that is an inherently whole, lacking nothing. Now, that's a big sentence, but we won't go back over that one again. As you consider your dreams, become clear about you, who you are, and what truly would make you happy. So it's like asking for something and saying, oh, this is why I want it. This is why I'm going to be. This is going to make me feel better. Okay, so set aside external notions of success, such as labels of status, money, possessions, and social connections. Set aside. So what would make you feel good? This is how I want to feel. This is why I want X, whatever it is. Okay, for every intention, ask yourself two questions. One. How will this intention serve me? Interesting question. How will this intention serve me? And number two, how will it serve everybody I come in contact with? If the answer to both questions can be distilled to true happiness and fulfillment, then you are on the right track. How can I help other people? My intention is to do this. It's like, my intention is to have X amount of money. I put the number out there, $1 million. I want to accumulate it. Well, how will that serve me? Well, I can do a lot of things that I want to do for myself. It gives you a sense of freedom, right? And how does it serve other people? I can be very generous towards certain charities and organizations and things that I really believe in that I want to contribute towards. It gives me that freedom to have and help others, right? Or even do the work that I want to do. I can buy my own radio station, right? I gotta have more than $1 million to buy your own radio station anymore. They're kind of pricey, unless I move to Iowa somewhere. I got a dream. Okay, so what are you doing about it? You got a dream. You want to go to dog grooming school. Okay, so do you know where there's a school near you? Have you talked to it? Do you know how much it's going to cost you to do it? Do you know if you can, when you can arrange time to do it? You gotta find out all that information. Can you arrange your schedule? And it's amazing if your intention is to do something and you tell the universe, I really want to do this, but I need to work my schedule out to do this. And I really need the money to do this and this is why I want to do it, because it would make me feel good. I love dogs. I love to be able to look at a dog afterwards and say, wow, this dog looks really good. And the dog's happy. And also, you know, when I hand that dog over to their owner, I get a big smile because I've done a great job on a dog. And I love to do this sort of thing. So set the intention. I want to do it because it'll make me feel good. And plus the money will be good because people are appreciating me and I'll get big tips for doing it well. And then the people are going to really be smiling and their dogs are going to be happy and people are going to leave happy. So that's why you're doing it. Okay, so I have another caller. So what is your dream? And I love your dream. My dog needs a bath, so maybe you can help me. She can be a little cranky about bath time. She's not a water baby. Not at all. She will walk through puddles, but that's about it. Not big, deep puddles. Okay, let me take a call. Remember, we're talking about dead people. We're talking about your dreams. And if you have a question or if you want to connect with somebody who was in the military that, you know, life ended during war, we can try to do that. Okay. And we'll get back to the article from Deepak. Maybe I'll do it on Monday. Who knows? Finish it. I got 10 minutes to go. Hello?
Hello, it's Nathaniel, George. Hi, how are you?
Okay, fine. So what is your dream?
Well, I have, you know, my dream is actually to become kind of like a rock star and play music.
Okay. So is that realistic? Is that a realistic dream?
It actually kind of is, because I think I'm going to try to do it to kids and stuff. So I'm going to like be a guitar teacher to kids.
Oh, how fun!
I remember growing up, and I've been teaching guitar for 40 years, and I've been, you know, taking lessons and two from, you know, people in school and stuff, and so I kind of know how to do it. I mean, the groups and whatever. And
so what are you doing about it?
Pardon me? What am I doing about it?
Have you set your intention?
I'm kind of here in another too big city, but I've actually met this girl that works with college. And she said something about she wanted to get me started going on this, so it's my guitar or something, piece of kit, so I don't know how it'll work out.
You can do this. You absolutely will do this.
Mm-hmm.
You will absolutely do this. Just keep focused. Keep the eye on the ball, as the expression goes. Okay?
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the ball. Go ahead.
I lost some balls during the war. It was maybe about 60 years ago, or I think it might have been, I'm not exactly sure when, but I knew I had some uncles that died when they parachuted down or something, but I'm not exactly sure if they'll come through.
Which side of the family? Was it on your mother's side?
It was on my mother's side. It sure was.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so the expression I hear is, congratulations for taking the next step of a fulfilling life. It's like you're being praised for taking the next step in your fulfilling life. Well, I hear this expression that's kind of weird, all hands on board, which means all your spirit family is on board to help you to pursue what you want, your dream. All hands on board. So they're behind you. They're behind you. You just have to kind of go with the flow now because they're pushing you forward. You just have to go with it. Don't resist it. Don't resist it. Okay?
Okay.
No heels in the sand time. Okay?
No stubbornness. Okay.
Okay? Go for it. You got it. They're with you.
Sweet.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Have a beautiful weekend. Okay? Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who said that? Bye-bye! That was from an old animated TV series on Saturday mornings, The Animaniacs. Remember The Animaniacs? My daughter was really young when they were on, so I used to end up watching The Animaniacs with my daughter. Yeah. Hello, Nurse. It was cute. It was like they had through some adult humor like Bugs Bunny did it. Yep. Okay, let me take another call. See what's going on with you guys. I got about one more call, I think. I went an hour today. Oh, the hour went pretty quickly, though, I have to admit. We're moving right along. Hello? Hello? You're not there.
Hello?
You went away. She's not there. Are you there?
Hello?
You're not there. Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Are you there? Okay.
Hi.
Wow.
This is Jenna.
Jenna, well, that was kind of like, whoa, Jenna, where are you, Jenna? You're in another zone here, cosmic time, cosmic Jenna.
Hello.
Jenna's on a cloud. You're in your hot air balloon, flying to your goals, right?
Oh yeah.
So what's going on with Jenna?
I feel
okay.
Very.
Where's the resistance? There's a lot of resistance going on there. What is the resistance?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm confused about a lot of things, but in particular, at this moment in time, I've been doing a lot of thinking about a certain person.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know that I
well,
like.
Well, you're confused.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you're confused. You like somebody, but you're not quite sure about it because you're not getting the feedback and the energy you would like at this point, right?
Energy is just, like, it's just a different energy than I'm used to. So it's like not being able to read the energy quite well, and then I feel like there's a lot of miscommunication. And so I'm
But there's some excitement there too, isn't there?
There is. I mean, this person's, like I said, different and interesting, and it's just not something I'm familiar with.
Okay, I don't know who's telling you this, but this is somebody from the non-physical world that's basically telling you, Jenna, just relax, let it unfold. Jenna, accept the differences as a learning process, and this is going to be good if you just accept the differences as a learning process, because you're being stretched. You're being stretched.
I just feel like I don't know if, like, I'm trying to work on trusting my intuition, and I'm I guess where I am right now is not knowing if I should, like, if this energy is just, like, different, but I should continue going forward, or if this energy is different and it's telling me to not go forward, you know?
So do you want a yes or no?
Kind of, yes. Like, should I pursue
you want,
this
you want,
or should
you,
I
you
not?
Want, you
I
want
a yes
you want,
or no.
You want clarity to it. Now, okay. So let me see what I get for you, because like I understand where you're coming from. Now, either way, you're probably going to go, are you really, seriously? You're going to do the opposite of whatever I say anyway, right? I'm kidding.
I don't know. I mean,
okay, so
well,
I'm
going to
give you a clear thing of what I hear. Is it a yes or no? I get no.
No.
Because you're not ready for the shift.
I'm not ready yet?
No, you're not ready. You're not ready to be pushed completely out of your comfort zone. Okay?
Okay.
Are you really ready to be pushed out of your comfort zone? I don't get that. No. No, I mean, you may disagree, and that's fine. And what I would say, if you're disagreeing with me about the comfort zone, is then give it some time. Don't make a decision right now. Ignore the no for the time being. Set a time frame. Instead of just letting this go off forever, I say give it to June 15th. Okay?
Okay.
That's a little over 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, you will have your definitive answer, yes or no. But you give it some time.
Okay. I just feel like I've been feeling – oh, sorry. I'll let you talk.
Let me give you an extra. Let me give you an little exercise that I learned a while back, and it's about when you get close to that date, okay, and if you don't have a definitive answer, imagine that person, like, take the name and imagine, like, you're putting it in your mouth and you're swallowing the name. Can you do that? You know, follow the logic here?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, just be still. Let your body answer you. If it feels good, like you're visualizing swallowing the name, does it feel good or feel bad? You know, does it make you like, yuck? Or does it make you, wow, that feels really good to swallow this name? But wait, don't do it now. Don't do it now. Wait, okay? And see what happens. Mm-hmm. And you'll have your answer because your body will tell you. Your body will give you the answer, dear. Get out of the mental process. Let your body answer you.
Okay.
Because it's a body thing anyway, for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, because I'm more of like a feeling. Like, I get caught up in my head, but I am more of like feeling. Like, I base it more on what I'm feeling, you know?
Okay. Well, do this thing for right now then. Do this right now. Visualize the name. Take it like you're putting it in your mouth and swallow it. Give it about 10 seconds and see what your reaction is. Just relax. Deep breath. Just take it in like you're breathing in the name. And then swallow it. And what's your reaction right now?
I don't know. Like, calm, I think. Like, I just, it's...
Okay, so dear, don't worry about it right now. Just wait. Give it some time. Give it some time. You'll get a clearer answer in the next couple weeks, okay? You'll get real clear.
Okay, and I'm usually not, like, so jumpy, but, like, I just feel like, you know, this weekend I've been feeling like this like urge, and I don't know if it's impulsivity or it's like it's something more pushing me like to like, you know, ask this person if they would like to get together. Like, I keep feeling like, you know, like, oh, you know, I should.
Okay. Do it.
Put it
just
out there.
Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Okay. Just do it. Got it. Just do it. Don't hesitate.
Okay.
If your soul is saying do it, do it, because that's going to give you clarity. Help with the clarity part. Okay? Got it? So have a good weekend. See what happens. Call me back in a few days. Tell me what happened. Okay?
Okay,
You'll have a definitive answer soon. Okay? Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Welcome. Bye. Yeah, that's a great exercise, and I learned that from Deepak, actually, from one of his books about swallowing the answer, yes or no, and see how it feels. You can do that with anything, really, about a job, about a person, you know, just visualize a name, swallow it, and see what it feels like. Yeah, family. Okay, it's been fun. We did an hour today. We'll do that again. I think it's been gone pretty well, I guess. I don't know. I had fun. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.